I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
First two games of the tournament in the books. Wagner able to hold off Howard 71-68. The next up for Wagner, a date with top-seeded North Carolina. Colorado State dominated Virginia 67-42. So Colorado State will now take on 7-seeded Texas.
Talking tourney.
Maybe Moorhead against Illinois.
Touchdown, Stephon Diggs, his third of the game.
There is no story.
Mike Danger.
I don't know, Gino. I might not be the best judge of football players, but I think I'm a pretty good judge of character.
Gene Battaglia.
You're a good judge of football players. It's the teams that I'm kind of worried about, but you were indoctrinated in that Chicago thing, and I can't make it change.
How very baseball of baseball to have opening day across the world in the middle of the night, and we all miss Shohei.
It's showtime!
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
We have our final four in the Baltimore accent bracket.
Apollo Antonio
now! 3-2, Vancouver victorious here.
Amherst hockey.
And I'm suing you. I don't care if you listen to the Sports Bar. I'm mad. I'm vicious.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We welcome you back into the Sports Bar, Rochester's only local sports talk show. Danger and Battaglia, appreciate you listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950. The free to download Odyssey app. Your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And we've got our YouTube channel, At The Fan Rochester, streaming on Twitch as well. You know, not all Aquinas grads are created equal, Gino. I mean,
no, apparently not.
We look at what you've accomplished in your career, and then we welcome in our next guest, who is the newly named COO of the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres. We're very provincial in our town. We claim him as ours here in Rochester. Pete Guelli joining us in the Sports Bar. Pete, welcome on in and congratulations, bud.
Gene, thanks. I really appreciate it. Excited to be here. I can't wait to get on the ground and get started.
Yeah, Pete, so much on your plate. I mean, where do you even begin here? So for folks who don't know, Pete Guelli overseeing the Bills, overseeing the Sabres. You've got a lot of things on your agenda, I would think.
Yeah, that's been a popular question. Right now, I'm just trying to get through all the texts and emails I'm getting. That's a full-time job. But it's great. I'm excited that everybody is, you know, happy to have me come back and get moving on this project. But, you know, look, it's going to be a team effort. Nobody can do this kind of thing by themselves. So I've undertaken a discovery process with a couple of different organizations. So as soon as I get on the ground, I'm going to dive in with leadership that's already there and start to put a plan together. But, you know, it's not something that you do overnight. There's a few high priority projects that we're going to have to take a look at immediately. But, you know, I'm confident we're going to be able to get to everything.
Pete, when we looked at the release yesterday, one thing that caught a lot of people in Rochester's eyes was your involvement in kind of expanding that Bills footprint into our community and being a big part of the Bills being at training camp at St. John Fisher. Talk a little bit about that and what you did then and how impactful it's been as to where the Bills are in our community now.
Yeah, it was really the first project I worked on in sports, honestly, Gene. When I was I had a recruiter to go to the Bills, they were contemplating moving camp from Fredonia to Rochester and hadn't even picked a location yet. So, you know, I was part of the team that decided that we were going to go to St. John Fisher and build out that footprint and bring the team to the city. And look, that's an incredibly important market. And I think to make it work, you need to put a stake in the ground. And we did, and it was enormously successful. And you can't only, that was a huge part of what launched my career.
Yeah, and Danger, just to kind of give you the background, Pete, I remember that first day at camp, and I went up to you afterward and how'd it go? And you didn't sleep the night before there until it actually happened. You were really, you had your sleeves that rolled up.
You know, it's like when you're throwing a party and you just want to make sure somebody shows up for it. So I don't think we knew exactly how it would turn out. We had a good indication. We knew Rochester was a great market. And, you know, there's not only a great fan base there, but there's a lot of corporate support. So we were pretty confident it would work. But, you know, look, you're always a little reticent. You're not incredibly perfectly sure. But, you know, it turned out better than we could have anticipated. And I remember the commissioner at the time came in and, you know, proclaimed it one of the best camps in football. And all of a sudden, the NFL started replicating that model. The league turned into a 365-day-a-year property. And I feel like we're at the forefront of that.
Now, Pete, again, another thing that kind of stood out when you left the organization to go to Charlotte, you know, everybody I'm sure wants to know and has to ask you, what was it like working with Jordan?
I mean, Gene, it was amazing. It's really difficult to articulate. So the ironic thing is when I initially looked at the job, MJ wasn't the owner. So I went down and took a look at the property, and look, it was a great canvas. You could see there was a lot of potential, but they had a lot of issues, and some of it stemmed from, you know, how they were set up previously. So I wasn't going to take the job. And then I talked to one of the senior leaders there, and they said, look, what if we told you there was a new owner coming in? And I said, depends on who it is. And they said, what if we told you it was Michael Jordan? Now, that's a game changer. You know, so you feel like that's something you can work with. Obviously, you know, you can't even describe, you know, he's the GOAT, and obviously one of the biggest brands in sports. And if he's going to come in and be the first player that's going to be a majority owner in a basketball team, you have a pretty good feeling that it's going to work. And then I thought, look, in the worst case, we're going to leave this better than I found it. And it's going to be a springboard to something else. It turned out to be more than I could have imagined. Did 10 years down there. We, you know, we moved from the Bobcats brand and brought the Hornets back, which was an amazing process. And then in my final year there, we hosted the NBA All-Star game, which I don't think anybody expected, you know, a market like that could handle. So just a lot of things that I'm really proud of that we accomplished there. And yeah, working for MJ was, you know, a dream scenario.
Yeah. And how difficult was it? No, yeah, Michael Jordan is calling, but Pete, you're a family guy. And I, you know, to see Gunner's name in the press release, oh my gosh, that's right. And your wife Patty is also from Rochester. So yeah. Like how difficult of sales was that to move down to Charlotte first? And then, you know, when the call come, hey, do you want to go back home? I would think that's not a difficult decision there when you're running it by your family.
Yeah, you're better off asking her that question, Gene. But, you know, first, when the first Charlotte opportunity came up, yeah, there was definitely some eye rolls because we're leaving our hometown, and you're leaving the NFL to go to the NBA. And I think we just both decided it was, you know, too interesting of an opportunity to, you know, to pass up. And look, history is the judge of any of these moves. You know, it's not necessarily that move. It's what does that move lead to? So we went down there and just kind of threw ourselves into it. And, you know, we ended up really loving it. Kids went to high school down there and became, you know, a second home in a lot of ways. This is really the perfect scenario. Like coming back to the Giants was great because it's an unbelievably historic franchise, and to be involved with what they're doing up here has been really exciting. But the opportunity to where your career and geography actually align, I don't know that it happens very often anymore. So she's as excited or more excited than I am to come back.
All right, Pete. So we want to learn who's actually making the decisions, who's the real decision maker in the family. Because if your family's in Rochester and if her family's in Rochester, then I would imagine that the house in Rochester is probably something you're looking at. Or is this going to be hey, we're going to be closer to Buffalo. But are you settling down in Batavia? Is that the compromise? We know what marriage is.
Yeah, no, you know, those are always things are always up for discussion, Gene, but I'm, you know, like, I think you got to be in the community. You got to be vested in the community. We need to be in Buffalo. We need to be close to the stadium, and we need to be close to arena. And if, you know, if you're going to convince people like this is someplace that they should be, then I think, you know, you need to be there as well. So we'll be settling down in the Buffalo area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete Gowelli, new COO of the Bills and the Sabres, our guest here. And Pete, we're familiar with the old structure. Doesn't exist anymore. Pegula Sports and Entertainment. And you did the Zoom call today with the Buffalo media. I listened to that. And this question did not come up, but our audience would like to know because, well, Rob Minter, and I'm sure you've met Rob, the friend of our show. He's going to be great working for you. But who is actually going to now kind of oversee the Rochester properties? Is that going to be you?
You know, that's still up for discussion. I think obviously there's a model in place right now, Gene, and everything seems to be running pretty seamlessly. So it'll just be part of the kind of discovery process. And when we're doing the due diligence to make sure that we're set up the right way, I mean, I think everything's going to basically roll in. But until I get there on the ground, I don't know exactly how we want to set that up. Look, I would anticipate between the Amherst and between training camp, I'll be spending a lot of time in Rochester either way.
Pete, you mentioned that there's a lot of big projects that are ahead, a lot of things that are up for debate and up for discussion in your new role. Can you tell us a little bit about what you know of KeyBank Center at this point? Because I think a lot of fans would view KeyBank Center as in need of some upgrades and renovations in your experience in trying to make something happen there to make that fan experience for the Buffalo Sabres games a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that anecdotally, having not spent a lot of time in there, just with the age of the facility, yeah, it would stand to reason that it could use some upgrades. But you know, the important thing is like Terry is completely committed to that franchise and excited about what we can do with it. I've got a lot of experience working with an arena model after having spent 10 years down in Charlotte. So a lot I've learned there that I can bring to the table. But you're right, it's all about the experience. You can't always control what's happening on the ice, but you can certainly control what's happening off of it. So I'm hoping, you know, people have a great experience in the minute they get out of the car and the minute they walk into the arena. And, you know, candidly, it's not just the Sabres. There's over 100 events that take place there. So we want to make sure that anybody that comes into the building for any event is having a great time. And the one thing I do know from being in Charlotte, like these facilities are catalysts for growth in cities. I mean, they're the focal point of what you do there. They're community assets. So we're gonna treat it as such, try to be great stewards of that building and absolutely invest in it to make sure the experience is best in class.
Yeah, and of course, you have this big old new stadium going up across the street for the Buffalo Bills. Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, what do you know? What can you share? I feel like I want to see more drawings. And yes, I know the Bills experience is available for invite, but what do you know? What would you like to know about the stadium going up?
Yeah, I mean, it's another project that obviously is top of the priority list, and I plan on spending a lot of time on it as soon as I get on the ground. And, you know, one of my first trips is going to be over to the Experience Center, and then I'm going to focus with the team on the ground and really talk about where are we at. Like, it's the same thing. Like, bottom line, the value proposition has to be great. It has to be an incredible experience for Bills fans, and it has to recreate or enhance the environment that we had at Highmark Stadium previously. Like, that has to be a competitive advantage on that field. So there's a number of things that we need to take a look at. And like you know, I mean it well enough, Gene, like, you know, I lean towards the side of transparency. So we're going to want to provide as much information as we can to the public relative to that facility, but I can't tell you a lot until I get in there. But I know it's going to be like the fans of Buffalo have been waiting this for a long time. They deserve a building like this. And I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Bills and Sabres COO Pete Guelli joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. And Pete, when Gino was telling me his history with you, I'm not going to lie, I just wanted to hear about you share old radio stories and the times that you know, were on the old 990 sports station here in Rochester. Some of us remember that time. And what was it like going up head-to-head against a legend like Bob Matthews? My God. I mean, yeah. To see where you are now and to know where you came from, I mean, that's got to be quite the experience.
Yeah, look, I had a lot of fun doing that stuff with Gene. I think you could even tell him probably was never going to be a career for me. But, you know, it was a fun side job, and it was a great place to kind of blow off some steam and talk sports. And we had a lot of fun. So I have some fond memories. And, you know, the interesting about it is, like, what I do now is all about communications. So everything that I've done in my career has really kind of led me to this point. And I think, you know, it's been additive to everything I've done. So, yeah, I have some fond memories. It's been a long time. I think we did it for a couple of years and tried to make a little bit of noise in the marketplace. But it was a fun time in my life.
Yeah, Pete, Gene here, like, last one from me. And it's going to be just the football side of things, where you've been kind of watching from the outside in an organization that has had it, you know, right on the doorstep, an opportunity to win a championship. Pete, what does it mean to you that now you're helping to head up an organization that maybe this is the year they finally get it done?
Yeah, that's a fortunate position to be in, Gene. You know, Brandon and Sean have done an incredible job with that football team, and, you know, to have that kind of sustained success, because, you know, I've seen the other side of it too. It's not easy. So I'm excited to join the franchise, and I would love it for this to be the year that break through. And, you know, look, candidly, you guys know, and you said it earlier, in a market that this provincial, it means a lot. You know, that team to win and that team to potentially contend and maybe win a championship at some point would just, I don't even know if there's a way to articulate what it would mean to the marketplace. So yeah, it's a very meaningful time for me to come back. I think the big project, the way the team's performing, it's an aspirational opportunity. It's a chance to create a legacy for Terry and his family. So it's a really cool time to be back with the organization.
All right, Pete, when are we going to see you at the Mission Bouts?
I was at the last Mission Bouts, Gene. I was literally there. Is it Danger or Gene?
It's me, Danger. There. Yeah. Yeah.
Danger. I was there.
The last one I went to was one of our coworkers, Pat Duffy, who hosts mornings on CMF, who's also an Aquinas grad, was in there getting his face smashed in. Did you get in the ring, or were you just in attendance?
No, you know, I saw Duffy when I was there. I actually talked to him for a little while. No, you know, again, all this stuff is kind of ironic. My father went to Aquinas and was a great boxer there, ended up being a scholarship boxer at Syracuse.
Wow.
And they had a whole tribute to him that night. So it was a very kind of emotional night for the family. And then to come back and not long after, you know, find out that I'm coming back to Buffalo to, you know, operate both of these franchises. It's a, you know, again, it's a humbling experience, the entire thing.
Well, Pete, we couldn't be more proud, buddy. It's great to have a Rochester guy. Great to have you heading up these organizations. Congratulations once again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. And I should be on the ground in mid-April, and hopefully we can connect that.
Yeah, that'd be great. And maybe, I know they haven't made anything official, but maybe we'll see you at St. John Fisher University this summer, Pete.
Yeah, look, you don't have to ask me. You don't know how I feel about that property. And I know that Sean and Brandon are very high on it as well. So, you know, I would not be surprised if that was the case.
Very good. Pete, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Pete Guelli is a new Bills and Sabres COO, stopping by the sports bar, sharing some memories. What? Shocking. He didn't want to make this his career. What? You'd rather be the COO and work with Michael Jordan than talk sports for a couple hours a day? Get out of here. Really?
Well, to think, though, like, you had to take a big circle, like, you knew to get the skills and get things on your resume. And this is a decision a lot of people have to wrestle with. Do I leave?
Yeah.
Some stay, some leave, some work out. For Pete, it's worked out pretty darn well. But if you don't have that support system at home, it's a lot more difficult.
Yeah. Well, you can just tell that this is a big moment for him and that he's excited to get going. And how important it means, how important it is for him to be back in the area, back in the region, back where he calls, you know, the town that he calls home. So even though he'll be living in Buffalo, that makes all the sense in the world. We can't begrudge him for that, but he'll be spending plenty of time in Rochester.
He's got, well, he's going to be looking out for us. And I knew we had to ask questions like, hey, who's heading up the Amherst and Nighthawks? Look, he just got hired. So, but when I tell you he's going to look out for us, he's going to look out for us.
I think Pete also new record holder in the sports bar.
We got to go back and tally. I think PJ's record got smashed.
PJ, I think missed, five. PJ, the record was five.
Yeah.
Of misidentifying us. I know that our voices are somewhat similar, and he obviously has a relationship, having worked with you in the past, Gino. But I think he did smash, and I want to say that there it went over five. I think the over on that was hit.
Which I take that as the highest compliment, because I hear Mike Danger's Danger's radio voice, and I'm going to be...
We'll have to flip the sign that says X amount of days since we were last misidentified. But, man, great to have him on, and knowing how busy he is, for him to carve out a few minutes for us here is awesome.
Yeah, no big deal in the sports bar. We got Power 5 AD, John Wildhack, Syracuse University calling in.
Oh, that's next?
Yeah.
Man, we're talking all these important people. I really don't know that I belong in this room when we talk. What am I doing here? We'll get to Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack.
Board for Pete Guelli. Like, think about that. I was like his producer.
Pushing
like,
buttons behind. Yeah. You were the guy behind the glass.
Yeah.
Jim Battaglia was behind the glass.
I was the Dandelorian back then.
Jim Battaglia behind the glass, and we're going up against, what did he call him? What, not him, but not Pete, but the other guy. He called Matthews a fat slob or something like that. What do you say? The fat guy down the dial?
Yeah. Was not Pete who said
it. It wasn't Pete who said it.
It was the other guy.
Being very clear, yes. Wildhack next. Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack stopping by the sports bar. Tomorrow it's on. The tournament. It gets underway. Get your brackets filled out. Gino and I are frothing at the mouth. We can't wait to get to the tap room at Bill Gray's Chai Lai Avenue location as we broadcast live from 3 to 6 for the first day of the tournament.
Yeah, and they've got some specials tomorrow. 12 traditional bar wings for $12.
Oh!
Jenny Lights, $3 pints, $4 talls, $9 pitchers. They did that just for us, Danger.
Gino,
$9.
All right, so we've got $9 pitchers of Jenny.
Nine times.
I mean, what am I drinking tomorrow? Give me one pitcher for each fist, and I'm going to be set. I'll be good for the rest of the afternoon. I want one here, boom, boom, boom. I'm just going to, absolutely, we're going to have a good time.
Lots of people coming out. The executive producer is going to be our host tomorrow, by the way.
Wait, the executive producer's coming out?
Yes, she'll be out, so.
Do they have boxed wine behind the bar?
They do.
Box Wine Mafia?
They do.
Awesome. That's tomorrow, 3 to 6. Got those specials. Of course, it's tap room, so all the great beers as well. Chai Lai Avenue, the Chai Lai Ave location there, Bill Gray's tap room tomorrow from 3 to 6 for the start of the tournament. Syracuse AD John Wildhack next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.